This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. As Russia's virtual war against the United States continues unabated with the midterm elections approaching, the State Department has yet to spend any of the $120 million it's been allocated since late 2016 to counter foreign efforts to meddle in elections or sow distrust in democracy. Malibu, California became the latest city, following Seattle, Davis, and San Luis Obispo, California, Miami Beach, and Fort Myers, Florida, to ban or limit the use of plastic straws in restaurants. Astronomers use a small radio telescope in Australia reported that they had discerned effects of the first starlight on the universe when it was only 180 million years old. Former Chief Administrative Officer at HUD, Helen Goff Foster, has filed a complaint with the Federal Whistleblower Agency, the Office of Special Counsel, alleging that she was demoted and transferred after she refused Mrs. Carson's request to circumvent a rule capping redecorating expenses for Secretary Ben Carson's office at $5,000. Residents of Washington State are getting so-called net neutrality rules back, with the nation's first state law that prevents internet service providers from blocking and slowing down content online. Faced with an online backlash from employees, United Airlines said it was pressing the pause button on a plan to replace its modest monthly bonuses with a lottery system that would have offered large rewards to a few workers at random. As part of the new wave of protectionism in the Trump administration, CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, instructed Qualcomm to delay by 30 days its annual shareholder meeting. Investors were poised to vote at the meeting on a Singapore-based Broadcom bid. The delay will give the panel time to review the transaction. The West Virginia teacher strike that galvanized the labor movement is focused on public employee insurance system, which has sent premiums spiking. First settlement the teachers were offered included a raise, not just for them, but for all public employees. They turned it down, however, because it didn't fix the insurance problem, because there was no guarantee that the deal would be kept. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.